I want to tell you about my new annual report. It's the in-depth volume, volume two, which I've called Our Children Deserve Better, Prevention Pays. And as I got together the experts who delved into the data, did international comparisons, and also brought together all the evidence, there were a number of things that struck me. First of all, I'm very shocked by our outcomes with children. Compared to our European neighbours, 5 children a day die needlessly in the UK, as compared, for instance, with Sweden. And if you then look in the Atlas of Variation for Children, which is an annex to the report, what you see is a threefold variation across the regions. So even in England, we can do better. But then if you look at the mortality for non-communicable diseases and compare us with the United States, we do even worse than them. Yet 50,000 people in the States have no cover as yet. And looking at diabetes control, where about 16% of our adolescents have decent control, it's double that in Germany and Austria. So it's not a feature of adolescence, it's how we look after them. And that's shown by a 30-fold variation across the regions. For all of these reasons, I'm asking that these vulnerable children should, as vulnerable elders, have a named GP to look after them. I'm also highlighting the health economic work that my colleagues have done, which is absolutely fascinating in showing that if we invest now, prevention pays. The payback is dramatic. For instance, if we can reduce prematurity by getting women to stop smoking in pregnancy, we could save 3.1 million to the NHS each year from those premature babies, many of whom are severely disabled. If we cut obesity in childhood by just 1% and make them healthier later in life, we'll save the NHS £1 billion a year. In addition, I've got work in it about developing emotional and social resilience, for which we need solid foundations. So this is an important piece of work, and I hope you find it interesting.